CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Russian national anthem playing in Pyongyang, North Korea, greeting Vladimir Putin as he arrived for a two-day summit with Kim Jong-un. Kim, in his first statement during the summit, vowed North Korea's full support and solidarity for Russia during its war with Ukraine. In the U.S., President Biden taking executive action on immigration, announcing actions that'll make it easier for the spouses and children of some U.S. citizens to become permanent residents. Another will make it easier for some people in the U.S. to obtain work visas. The baseball world paying tribute to Willie Mays, one of the greatest players in history, died at 93. Mays hit 660 home runs and won 12 Gold Glove Awards for his defense. And the large wildfires burning in southern New Mexico are now responsible for at least one death. They've covered more than 20,000 acres. This is ABC News. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun was on Capitol Hill Tuesday for questioning by a Senate subcommittee. ABC's Gio Benitez has details.
A Boeing quality assurance investigator alleging faulty parts are being installed in new planes, warning it could lead to a catastrophic event. Boeing and Calhoun himself say they are reviewing the claims, but when asked if he has personally spoken with any of the whistleblowers.
I have not directly spoken to any of the whistleblowers.
Do you think that'd be a good idea to do that?
Yeah, I think it would.
Calhoun first took over the company in a moment of crisis following the tragic crashes of 737 MAX planes in 2018 and 2019 in Ethiopia and Indonesia.
There was a major surge in sales of luxury goods like handbags and shoes immediately after the pandemic, but that surge expected to stall this year, according to a Bain study which cited political uncertainty in the U.S. and economic uncertainty in China, along with a creativity crisis. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump tells a rally in Wisconsin Tuesday that he wants to be the law and order president.
I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
Trump was convicted of 34 felonies in a recent hush money trial. Trump campaigned in Racine. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Justices announced Monday that they will take the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win with a spectacular catch. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 victory over the Angels. Down by three, the Angels' Taylor Ward took the ball deep to center field, but there was Sal Frelick to take it in on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
It's the 1-2 pitch. That ball's driven deep right center field. Frelick is there. He leaps, and he makes the catch! Oh, my goodness! What a play!
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's interesting. We had a conversation in outfield for the game. I talked to two of their players. They were doing a drill. Let me ask you guys something. Is it me or we've had more robbed home runs this year than ever? in the existence of the game. And they're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, we have too. And then the game ends like this tonight.
And Willie Mays has died. In his first ever at bat, Mays hit a home run off Braves pitcher Warren Spahn. He was named to the All-Star team 24 times. Willie Mays was 93. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, upper 60s in the overnight as showers and thunderstorms make their way into the area. South winds nearly to 30 miles per hour. On your Wednesday, showers and storms around. Winds turning to the northwest. High temperatures warming to the upper 70s. Right now, it's 82.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, singing duo 7,000 Apart joins me in studio as they prepare for their big appearance at Summerfest, and comedian Mike Siegel joins to discuss 80s TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So one of the pressing questions that a lot of, particularly Democrats, are asking is, why do Americans think crime is so bad? This is kind of a subset of why do Americans think the economy is so bad? And what it boils down to, ultimately, is Republican lies and the failure of American mainstream media to correct those lies. For example, the FBI just released their new 2023 data, and also 2024, so the first 6 months of 2024, first two quarters. And it shows that this year over last year, excuse me, this would be 2023 over 2022. Murder was down 26.4%, rape was down 25.7%, robbery was down 17.8%, and property crime was down 15.1%. Now, why is that? Because the economy is humming, because people have jobs. People who have jobs tend not to become criminals. People who don't have jobs, they don't all become criminals, obviously, but they're far more likely to. You know, a small percentage of them. And thus, you know, when the economy sucks, you get crime. I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, this is classic history. I mean, you know, watch Les Mis, right? Stealing bread. So if crime is down and we're at like the historic low levels of crime right now in the United States, I realize we still have homelessness problems and there is some crime associated with homelessness. But in general, crime is down across the United States. So why is it that that polls show that Americans believe that crime is at an all-time high? Well, it turns out, first of all, you've got high-profile politicians who lie to the American people. Donald Trump, for example, just last Saturday, just a couple days ago, in Detroit, he said, "We'll bring back public safety and defend our communities for law-abiding citizens. Crime is most rampant right here in African-American communities. And more people see me and they say, sir," whenever he tells a sir story, you know he's just lying through his teeth. "Sir, we want protection. We want the police to protect us. We don't want to get robbed and mugged and beat up or killed because we want to walk across the street and buy a loaf of bread. They want it so badly. Fake news won't talk about it." He's not the only one. I mean, you've got Republicans right across the board. I saw two last weekend on the Sunday political shows, just, you know, say, "Wow, crime is so bad right now," and they were not corrected, which is the second problem, which is the media problem. By the way, Trump was speaking in Detroit. Homicides in Detroit right now are a record 57-year low. The last time homicides were this low in Detroit was 1966. Double-digit declines in non-fatal shootings and carjackings, a smaller decline in violent crime. I mean, this is just amazing stuff. So on ABC this week, Senator Tim Scott came on. And he was, you know, talking with John Carl, who was the host. And he said, what we need to focus on, John, is the violence that we're seeing across this nation. Under Joe Biden, we've seen the greatest increase in violent crime in my lifetime. Now, that's just a naked lie that Tim Scott is putting out there. He goes on to say, and so focusing on ways for us to reduce crime means getting four more years of Donald Trump, because under Donald Trump, we actually respected law enforcement. Under Joe Biden, we've seen the movement to defund the police, leaving communities like the one I grew up in devastated and ravaged by a wave of violent crime that we've not seen literally in five decades. Now, all of that is lies. Not, Donald Trump didn't respect the police. Donald Trump sent a mob to try to kill the police, and they succeeded in killing three of them and putting 140 of them in the hospital. And crime is dramatically down from when Donald Trump was president. So Jonathan Carl, you know, in this kind of weak and pathetic way, he says, well, actually, Senator, as you probably know, the latest stats on violent crime and on the murder rate, they're actually down this past year. And Scott goes, let's take a look at those crime rates. We've seen over 4,000 shootings just in the city of Chicago. And he goes on another rant like this. 4,000 shootings in the city of Chicago? Well, yeah, there were 4,068 shootings in Chicago in 2020, the last year of Trump's administration. In 2023, last year, it was 2,900 shootings. That's a 28% decline. That's still bad, but it's a 28% decline. And so far through June 15th of this year, the shootings are down another 5.6%. But Carl didn't even, John Carl didn't even point that out. He didn't say, Senator, you're using statistics from Donald Trump's time rather than Joe Biden's. You're lying about Joe Biden's. And this is why Americans believe this stuff, is that the Republican Party, I believe it was Michael Steele, the former RNC chairman, said, the Republican Party has become addicted to lies. They don't have anything to offer the American people. They have no positive governing agenda. They want to make Donald Trump a dictator, you know, for life, and do away with the civil service and privatize Social Security or end Social Security and kill off Medicare. They want to end all the welfare programs. They want to cut taxes for billionaires and big corporations again. Trump is promising this to every group he talks to of wealthy donors. They have no interest in average working people, or in particular people of color. They've got nothing to offer. So what do you do when you have nothing to offer but you need people to vote for you? You lie about your opponent. You lie about the situation. The economy right now is better than it's been since the 1960s. But Republicans lie about it on television every single day. And those lies, and particularly on Fox News, and Fox News itself lies about these things. The Murdoch empire is built on lies to a large extent. And those lies then are believed by Americans. You got Sinclair Broadcasting out there, you know, with the most trusted people in America, your local news anchors, telling lies, you know, promoting misinformation or malinformation. So, you know, we've got a serious problem here. A very serious problem here, and I think it's something that we need to be attending to and taking very seriously, actually. This is not, you know, lies are not a good way to conduct a political party. I get it, Republicans don't have anything else, but it's not a good way to conduct a political party. Our little ADD note for the week, this is from Hunter in a farmersworld.com, my website. This is a post from a fellow who attended a seminar that I gave in Portland back, I don't know, some years ago. And it was about how one of the characteristics of hunters, people with ADHD, is that they're constantly searching for new experiences. Some, you know, what's new and exciting, right? Where's the next adrenaline rush coming from? And this fellow, he wrote me a nice long note here. I'll share parts of it with you. He said, you've heard the expression a jack of all trades? Well, that's me. The problem is that really I was closer to the whole saying, jack of all trades and master of none. I never stuck with anything, be it a job, a relationship, or even a hobby. Once I got enough of something, I was off to something new. I was over 30 years old when I realized that this was probably because of ADHD and maybe there was something I could do about it. So I started noticing when my attention or interest in something was fading away. And I told myself, like they do in Alcoholics Anonymous, just one more day. Just one day at a time. Stick to that for just one more day. I always thought that was a silly saying or just something for alcoholics, but I can tell you that living one day at a time and catching myself when I start to lose interest and bring it back or looking for new ways to make things interesting has been incredibly helpful. I've been with the same woman 3 years now, which is three times longer than I've ever been with anybody. I've had the same job for that same amount of time, again a record. I still jump around in my hobbies, I suppose, but that's an indulgence I allow myself. And he goes on from there. So I thought it was fascinating and wanted to share it with you. All right, let's pick up your calls here. What's on your mind today? David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, boy, there's so much. I'm in Oklahoma, so what can I say? Hearn's advertising. You know, all of the delegates are advertising with Donald Trump in their thing. Oh, we're supported by Donald Trump. And, of course, they're all Christian. Oh, but it's not why I called. I
was
calling about dysfunction in the... I'm sorry?
I said, or so they say. I do not believe that these people are Christian who call themselves Christians. As John Fugelsang pointed out, they are not following the teachings of Jesus.
Well, they want to put the Ten Commandments in the courthouse lawn. Of course, they keep forgetting the commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness.
Yeah. So, I can't think of any of the Ten Commandments that Trump hasn't broken. Well, maybe murder, I don't know. Anyhow, what's up?
Okay, oil industry. Let's go way back mm-hmm. machine. Granddad, Indian Oil Illuminated Company, World War One. He volunteers to be a doughboy. They give him a uniform, call him a corporal, and order him to go right back to the Oklahoma oil fields because that's where he's needed for the war effort, and that's what's going to be done. World War One, World War Two. We're patriots. We're doing God's work. We're supporting the Allies. We're for, defeating the Nazis, defeating the Axis. And so everything's just all, everybody's working for the common good. So, around mm-hmm. the time Eisenhower comes in, now my family, their granddad was, mom's side, was the Washington County Republican Party head for many years. We were Eisenhower Republicans. And
yep,
that
my dad was
now,
too.
City Service Oil and Gas, they had several takeovers that started in the 70s. I say that was where all these stories started. First it was T-Bone Pickens, and then it was Lee Iacocca, and then it was Jack Walsh, and then it was Arm & Hammer, and finally Occidental succeeded, and they got it and everything. Dad, Dad's Vice President of Lands and Rights Way Department of City Service. So he's in the upper echelon. And
what's the point you're making, David? I've only got about 10 seconds here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, anyway, the oil and gas industry, they treated him so horribly towards the end. And like the pension plan they stuck my mother with from Occidental had Aetna. And they automatically changed Aetna over into the Aetna Advantage. So all of a sudden, I witnessed all of her bills went from manageable to insane. And then when she finally died, the day the hospice kicked in, because they kept denying her because she had vascular dementia, so we don't cover
that. I'm out of time, David. I'm sorry.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Always make your big point first. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Ever take a vacation? Let's talk about hotels and junk fees. Junk fees are these surprise charges that just pop up when you check in. They're called resort fees or curation fees or some other vague junk that wasn't included in the price when you booked your hotel online. Hotel junk fees cost travelers an average of $26 a night, roughly $3 billion a year, according to Consumer Reports. So how do you avoid them? You do your homework. Now, sometimes a website's going to have like a display total price button that you can click, but the surest way is to just pick up the phone and call the hotel before you book. While they're not obligated to tell you anything online, I found that friendly front desk folks usually can give me the straight story. It's worth $26 a night to make that phone call. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever,
testosterone.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back. I've got my latency down to 0.7 seconds, so it should be a little easier to talk to people here. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good day. I wanted to comment on what you started the show off with, talking about the dark forces in the background affecting our politics. And I think we really need to boil it down to the fundamental battle. I think on one side, you have the interest of private property and wealth, which is a minority of people, versus the dispossessed and the socialist, which is the majority of people in the United States. I think that's the fundamental battle. And the wealthy have all the assets, so they engage in misinformation and just confuse people And, you know, they love abortion and religion and racism because that helps to divide up their enemy and align them with the wealthy, because the wealthy are aligned with the religious leaders, right? That's typically the way it worked in all tribal societies. Now, I think I also want to comment that I think there's extremists on both sides, and I wish the leaders of the Democratic Party would come up with a rational definition of what democratic socialism is, because that's what we really are. We're a democratic socialist party. The United States has always had socialism as part of our economic mix from the beginning. Because if you think about it, if you define socialism as taking from one group to give to the benefit of a different group, well, let's look at who was getting all the benefits when the United States was getting started. It was white Christian males were judged to be superior. They were allowed to dispossess Native Americans of land. And then these same men were allowed to take African slaves and make them work for nothing to generate wealth, which they collected. That's socialism. Right. We've had socialism. There's been so many examples of socialism in our country. Right. But, you know, the railroads, when the railroads were getting started, our government was taking land from the Native Americans and giving it to the railroads to build the rails. And the same with farmers. I mean, my heritage is Midwestern farmers. Most of my families, they were all land grant farmers. They were given 160 acres of land. You know, it's like, where'd the government get the land? They took it away from the indigenous people, obviously. But
exactly.
I think we need to redefine what democratic socialism is. And it's not utopian socialism. You know, we can't give everybody everything. We can't have unlimited immigration. There has to be limits. There has to be responsibilities. But you never hear leading Democrats talking about limits and responsibilities. It's always about what we're going to give you, what we're going to give you, and the evil rich people. But, you know, it's a balance. It's just like everything else in life. It's balance. And we got to balance our society. And I think a lot of people are getting really nervous.
I think FDR nailed it pretty well. I mean, it's pretty straightforward policies. You do what you can to lift up the poor. You provide the infrastructure and social safety nets so that the middle class can survive. You provide a legal basis for things like unions that give workers power. All of these things have been eroded as a result of the Reagan Revolution and right-wingers on the Supreme Court. But I really think that FDR and LBJ kind of defined the party. Brian, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Russian national anthem playing in Pyongyang, North Korea, greeting Vladimir Putin as he arrived for a 2-day summit with Kim Jong-un. Kim, in his first statement during the summit, vowed North Korea's full support and solidarity for Russia during its war with Ukraine. In the U.S., President Biden taking executive action on immigration, announcing actions that'll make it easier for the spouses and children of some U.S. citizens to become permanent residents. Another will make it easier for some people in the U.S. to obtain work visas. The baseball world paying tribute to Willie Mays, one of the greatest players in history, died at 93. Mays hit 660 home runs and won 12 Gold Glove Awards for his defense. And the large wildfires burning in southern New Mexico are now responsible for at least one death. They've covered more than 20,000 acres. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants people attending fairs and petting zoos to be careful interacting with animals this summer. A new strain of bird flu is affecting dairy cattle in other states. But state epidemiologist Thomas Hopp says the risk for humans is very low.
We're going to be working with the local public health departments and providers to be sure that we're testing people who need to be tested. But we also want to assure the public that it's not a panic situation as yet.
DHS recommends fairgoers take simple precautions, like washing their hands and avoiding animals that look sick. The Juneteenth flag was raised at the state capitol building on Tuesday. Governor Evers has ordered the flag be flown until sunset on Wednesday. Juneteenth celebrates the emancipation of enslaved Black and African people in the United States, and it has been a federal holiday since 2021. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis has found a distribution partner and will hit U.S. theaters this fall. The 5-time Oscar winner invested $120 million of his own money for his passion project, according to the Los Angeles Times. The film screened at the Cannes Film Festival, where critics responded favorably. The cast of Megalopolis includes Adam Driver, Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, and Giancarlo Esposito. Megalopolis opens September 27th. The relatively squeaky clean image of Justin Timberlake just took a hit. The pop star and actor was cited for a DWI and a few other moving violations while driving in the Hamptons after leaving a friend's party. Timberlake reportedly refused to take a field sobriety test initially, then told one of the police officers that this was going to ruin the tour. The police did say Timberlake was a total gentleman, but had no choice but to cite him when they asked him to walk a straight line and he wasn't in sync. Hi-oh! For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, upper 60s in the overnight as showers and thunderstorms make their way into the area. South winds nearly to 30 miles per hour. On your Wednesday, showers and storms around. Winds turning to the northwest. High temperatures warming to the upper 70s. Right now, it's 82.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad-reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we come to you live from Baraboo, Wisconsin for Juneteenth. Our friend and colleague Earl Ingram joins us. You don't want to miss it. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels, too, which is an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, B-E-E-T-S, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. That's GetSuperBeats.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. And welcome back. Oh, let me get to my call screen software there. There we go. Welcome back. Let's pick up your calls here. Jerry in Yuma, Arizona. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning to you, Tom. I hope, I'm glad to hear you're on the upside of your illness here. I had just wanted to ask your opinion on question I have here, and I hope it's not a stupid question, but what do you think the odds are of Trump already having the questions for his debate?
I think they're, you mean that Dana Bash and Jake Tapper have already revealed to the Republicans or to Trump what they're going to ask? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. I mean, come on, CNN is going after the Fox demographic, and they have a whole bunch of Republicans on their staff. I mean, it wouldn't be a stretch to figure somebody give them the questions.
That's a good point, and I believe the new management of CNN is also very, very conservative. I doubt it. I think, though, that it's fairly easy to predict what the questions will be. And, you know, what's going to be interesting is to see if Donald Trump actually responds to questions or if he just uses whatever is said, if he just, you know, by and large ignores whatever is said and then just uses his time as an opportunity to slander Joe Biden and Democrats and just say horrible lies about America. That's what I'm expecting. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Jerry, thanks for the call. I don't have any magic insights into that kind of thing. Tim, but I'd be very surprised if they had handed the questions off. You know, that happened with the Jimmy Carter-Ronald Reagan debate. Reagan had Carter's debate notes, which was extremely unfair. But, you know, I think that was the last time that we know that happened. Tim in Shelby Township, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
First of all, happy belated Father's Day to you, Tom. And Godspeed to you. Godspeed to you, Luis and Sean. Quick recovery and full recovery. Okay, a couple items. You mentioned a few minutes ago about Doug Carroll on ABC not really questioning anything. Peter Alexander on Meet the Press has filled in for the last 2 weeks. And he has slammed the Republicans. He did on air, in time, fact checking the two Republicans he talked to. Yes, it was very good. Getting to TV, everyone should mandatorily watch John Oliver's Last Week Tonight from this past Sunday. He did about a 20-25 minute summary of Project 225. It was concise.
Yeah.
He hit the points, and it explained it that everyone can understand and relate to. And then one other thing you brought this up about, he did an excellent job. Another thing you brought up a number of times is the algorithms on X, which was Twitter. I get a daily email with five or six people that I follow. I used to get you, but you haven't popped up in a while. But I get George Conway and people like that. But if you go to their tweet and follow the thread, after four or five new threads or tweets that pertain to that subject, they're starting to throw in some very right-wing propaganda tweets. And this has happened the last week, and it just continually pops up on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Elon Musk tweaking the Twitter algorithm so that it will help the Republican Party this fall. He's come out in support of Donald Trump, so it shouldn't surprise us. Right. It should horrify us, but it shouldn't surprise us.
And Putin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, these the oligarchs and autocrats hanging out. Yeah, thank you, Tim. Good to hear from you. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I hope you're feeling better, my friend.
Day by day.
Yeah. So earlier in the show, you were talking about a fasting diet or a fasting in order to treat cancer. And
no, not to treat it, prevent it.
Yeah. But the study was relying on mice.
Correct.
You know, they could have easily done a blind study with humans who have cancer to get an accurate, measure of whether or not this works, because a mice anatomy and biology is much, much different than a human anatomy and biology. 95% of all drugs and chemicals tested on animals, Tom, fail human trials. So relying on a mice study to be applicable to humans is just absurd to me.
Yeah. I disagree. Our immune systems essentially function the same way. The NK cells, I believe, and the whole system basically is pretty much identical between humans and mice. It just to be very clear, though, they were not suggesting that fasting could cure cancer. What they were saying is that cancers constantly form in the body, and the immune system usually cleans them up. And that by fasting periodically, what you're doing is basically supercharging your immune cells, or at least the mice were. And you're right, that's the giant caveat. And yes, animal testing is not optimal. I'm a big fan of in vitro testing, test tube testing on human tissues. I'm not a fan of vivisection at all. This study was done. They didn't, they were just fasting the mice. And the consequence was pretty positive.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be much easier to just have volunteers with cancer and do a blind study to see if this achieved the results that they wanted.
Well,
that would have been much easier.
I don't think you could put people with cancer through fasting, like that. That would violate all kinds of ethical norms. I could see where you could ask for volunteers to take, one whole year and fast one day a week and then do a 20-year longitudinal survey. And those kind of studies are probably ongoing. But, mice live, just a year or two or a couple of years. I'm not sure what the lifespan is, but a very short lifespan. So you can do those kind of longitudinal tests on a mouse that would take 20, 30, 50 years to do on humans. Alfredo, I got to move along, but thank you. Your objections are noted. Mike in Detroit. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Earlier you're bringing up the subject of the crime, supposed massive crime wave we're having. And I have these discussions with friends that I try to explain to them, everything's on a camera nowadays. Everybody's got a camera in their pocket. Everybody's posting everything on all these social media outlets. And every little high school party get broken up is on on the, you know, on your phone. Every store's got it. It's just comparing it to.
So you think this is enhancing the perception of crime because there's more people noticing it?
Right, and everybody's on their phones now looking at this daily, you know. And
that makes a lot of sense.
I'm 70 years old. I remember the 70s. Trust me, it's nowhere near what it was, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just 20, 30 years ago, everybody wasn't walking around with a camera in their pockets. I mean, they just really started fairly recently. No, good point. Good point, Mike. Thank you for calling and making it. Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you so much. Minding my own business, watching while I was listening. And there was this news story of Reuters investigative work that was reporting on our Pentagon having engaged in a disinformation campaign versus the disinformation of China around the beginning of the COVID epidemic. And I wanted to just go directly to the punchline of their reporting, which was because of our engaging in a disinformation campaign with this disinformation from China, it was all about who's got a viable vaccine and where did the virus come from. The whole thing boils down to a whole lot of people died out of a vaccine hesitancy and a confusion around public health. And I don't know what the answer is when China ramps up a disinformation program, and you know what's the proper response. You know, all's fair in anything we want to do when it comes to you know, our hegemony. And it was in the Philippines where this really took the hit on the people, because China was targeting Philippines and wanting to give them an inoculation that they had developed. And we were like, oh, this is not good for us being in charge. And so...
Well, it wasn't just being in charge. The Chinese vaccine was a killed virus vaccine, and it didn't work as well as the mRNA vaccines.
Okay. Well... Let's also ask the question that's being posed by this report about China's disinformation in that arena.
Well, I haven't read the report. I can't respond.
Oh, did you?
Sorry.
Oh, you did not. Okay.
I said I have not read the report.
Understood. All right. Well, so it's just the point of let's try and think our way through this. Let's walk and chew gum at the same time, and. You know, calm down, because it's the propaganda that makes us less capable of reason. If you're...
Yeah, I get that. Rich, point made. Thank you. Ron in San Marcos, Texas. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Just a food for thought. So you got the Heritage Foundation that has already got all the individuals in place to supplement their 2025 plan
project,
and I'm assuming that's in, right. I'm assuming that's with, you know, Trump's staff blessing. I'm pretty sure they probably went through the names. If Trump doesn't win, I would think that all those people, and I believe that Heritage Foundation should be made to turn over that list of all those people who were lined up to basically take control of the government and basically be put on a watch list. Because to me, even if
these
Trump
loses... These are the people who want to end democracy in America. I get it. Ron, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but I get your point, and I think it's really well made. Whether they should be on a watch list or not, we at least have the right to know
who
they are. Thank you, Ron.
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so pleased to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Let's see. Tom in Seattle. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning. Appreciate your program. The 2008 election, Starbucks had these little kind of almost like a religious tract. Every week they would feature something, like explain the budget. And they showed a timeline of which presidents had the biggest deficits. And, boy, that would really be a succinct way to learn the issues if they would repeat something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, as one of the earlier callers pointed out, we really have a lack of, kind of recent history knowledge. So, yeah, I think you're right. It would be a very good idea. Tom, thank you for that. Thanks for the call.
Can I make one more quick comment?
You may.
Yeah, well, pundits like to make Godfather examples, and the Supreme Court reminds me of that scene in The Godfather where the Godfather's having a meeting with the five families, and they all resent the Godfather because he controls all the judges, and if they ever want anything done, they have to come to him. So that reminds me of some of our justices.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of a mobocracy, isn't it? Tom, thank you for that. Frank in Tampa, Florida, listening on WMNS. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Hey, yesterday you started the show talking about the sort of this theme that you've been on about how the Republicans are lying about pretty much everything. And you talked about the strength of the Biden economy, how the GDP is up.
We're running out of time here, Frank.
Down.
What's your point?
Well, the problem is that even with the strong Biden economy, the reason why people are buying the fact that the economy is bad, is because there are so many people in America who are not benefiting from this economy.
I get that. I'm sorry, Frank. We're out of time. But that is a sad reality, and this is the leftover of neoliberalism. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
News from the center, WRCE. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a special hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crude and I will get over our Shark Week hangover in one day.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Willie Mays died.